George Washington Carver's great achievements did not come without personal struggle. He was born a slave near the end of the Civil War. He was orphaned shortly after birth, and when he was freed, he was cared for by his enslavers, who taught him to read and write and encouraged him to pursue more education. After attending boarding school, Carver applied to Simpson College in Iowa to study art. One of his art teachers encouraged him to enroll at Iowa State Agricultural College to study botany. There, he became the school's first African-American student and the first African-American to receive a bachelor's degree in the United States. While Carver was working on his graduate degree at Iowa State, Booker T. Washington was starting an agricultural college at the Tuskegee Institute in Alabama. Washington felt Carver was the ideal choice to become the head of the agricultural college, and Carver accepted the invitation. When Carver arrived in Alabama to start his new career at the Tuskegee Institute in 1896, he quickly recognized the need to revitalize the communities and the natural lands around the Institute and much of the Deep South at that time. He described mounds of depleted soil, devastated forests, neglected farms, as well as discouraged people. Taking what he learned at Iowa State and his strong belief that everyone has a responsibility to care for all life on Earth, he focused his research on sustainable methods of regenerating agricultural soil, which he taught to farmers throughout the region. He demonstrated how rotating crops and planting cover crops conserve and enhance the health of the soil, which was desperately needed after years of growing cotton had depleted the soil. He also focused on helping struggling farmers save money and resources by using what the land provided. He created pamphlets with instruction on how to create compost and make paint from clay and soybeans. He advocated for planting cover crops to save money and eliminate the need for synthetic fertilizers. Carver also educated farmers on how to use their cover crops to generate income. Carver focused on three cover crops: peanuts, soybeans, and sweet potatoes. To increase the market demand for these crops, Carver identified uses for these plants beyond food. He developed innovative uses for these plants, which earned him the reputation as one of the greatest scientists of his era. He published a book titled How to Grow the Peanut and 105 Ways of Preparing It for Human Consumption. He was called upon by Henry Ford to manufacture rubber made from peanuts during World War I, and he advised Gandhi, leader of India, on matters of agriculture and nutrition. George Washington Carver summed up his 40-plus years as an agriculturalist and scientist at the Tuskegee Institute by declaring, "My work is that of conservation." His efforts to help struggling farmers enhance the health of their farms and themselves through using the natural resources available to them was fundamental to building a regionally integrated, sustainable food system. Carver's approach in rural Alabama over 100 years ago is an inspiration to today's challenges in food systems and environmental justice.